Welcome back to the BizNews Rugby Show. As always, joined by our BizNews Rugby insider, Rory Steyn. So this weekend, obviously, is the quarterfinals of the Investec Champions Cup. Last week, we chatted a bit about how, you know, the sort of decline of the cup itself. But last weekend's rugby, I think, spoke for itself in a sense. We can take a look at those results from last week before we get into this week's predictions. With any games that stood out to you, Rory?
Yeah, you know, Patrick, you're quite right. And by the way, thank you. You know, we often thank our guests on BizNews for getting up early in the morning to make their days. And you've stayed up on a Friday night because I've literally walked in the door from a flight, kissed my wife and said, sorry, I need to get onto an interview. So apologies, BizNews tribe, that this is a little late. And it is Friday evening, but there's such a great weekend of rugby to look forward to, starting in about 3 hours in Dublin. But yeah, to your point, Patrick, this past weekend, you know, it was extraordinary. Once we got all of the fluff and the almost faffing around with those pool rounds out of the way, and we hit the round of 16 is a playoff round. So eight teams are going out and eight teams are going through. It was like you knew it's now serious. And what extraordinary rugby there was. It was so difficult to predict because we all thought the games were going to be tight because the teams are so close together. And there were runaway victories. There was 62-0 that Quinns lost. And the other games were high scoring except two. And then the two on Sunday that we thought would be runaway games were actually a lot closer, you know, than what the scores showed there. So yeah, just a fantastic weekend. And you know, that one, the tightest of them all, La Rochelle versus Munster, was literally won with a drop goal, although it didn't. You know, the drop goal didn't win the match, as in it was the last score, but it was the difference between the two sides. And La Rochelle lost at home by a point in what was termed the Ronan O'Gara derby, because he played for Munster when they won this tournament, the European Champions Cup, now the Investec Champions Cup, and now he coaches La Rochelle. So La Rochelle is also known as the Yellow Munster, and there were lots of Munster fans in it. It was so good to see. So we're really in the serious business there. I was privileged enough to be at Scotstoun on Saturday night when Glasgow Warriors put Leicester Tigers to the sword, and it was it was a good side. I mean, they had Andre Pollard, their two-time winning Springbok World Cup fly-off, and you know, he was kept pretty quiet by those Glasgow boys. They were brilliant. So yeah, lots to look forward to this weekend, Patrick. Thanks.
Yeah, I think just last comment on the results. I think Tim got probably 7 out of 8 of his predictions right. The only one wrong, probably Munster against La Rochelle, but even that one he said was probably too close to call anyway. So yeah, I mean, what a fantastic weekend of rugby.
For sure. And it literally, you know, it went with all of the home teams except that one. And yeah, as you rightly said, he did say that it was so tight. And we've got another one this weekend that's very tight to call, Patrick. Yeah.
Yeah, so let's get into this weekend's fixtures. Our first one tonight in just a couple hours. Leinster at home against Glasgow. Are you going to be staying up for this one?
Absolutely. Absolutely staying up for this one. And what a game this is going to be, because as I wrote in the newsletter on Monday, somebody sent me a WhatsApp over the weekend correctly saying that Leinster is actually stronger than Ireland. Because they've got, you know, they've got almost two teamfuls of Irish internationals. But when they play club rugby, they have the added weaponry of Erchia Sneyman in the second row and Jordy Barrett. And I see he's starting at fullback. He's not in the centres tonight. So I think that's a very accurate statement. Leinster are that good that they're better than Ireland with the addition of those two. So Glasgow travel out there.
They flew up yesterday morning, and they've got a mountain to climb, but they also have a lot of self-belief, Patrick. And, you know, I said to Kyle, it's they need to approach this with the same amount of self-belief that they came to Loftus with in June of last year. Because these things where, you know, your head says there's no way. How do you beat a team that's better than Ireland? But my heart tells me, because I know Freko Smith and how he works with these players, that they are capable of pulling it off. So, the big
Stevens did it hard. If Glasgow are going to pull this off, it's going to be a point or two. I don't think it's going to be a runaway victory. The stuff is going to be hanging tight, but I've got to commit. And so I'm going to say Glasgow by 1 point.
And then our game number two of the quarterfinals this weekend, we've got Bordeaux at home against Munster. What are your thoughts here?
So Bordeaux arrested Labibip last week, as we said in that interview. But all of their players are back. They've got both of the French wings, BLBRA, Labibip, as well as Damien Penaud. They've got all the players that they arrested. Mazzotti is back, although he's on the bench. So I think that it's going to be tight, and Munster certainly have the firepower. But I think I'm going to go with Bordeaux. You know, their form in the top 14 has just dipped off of late, because they were actually leading the top 14 up until about a month ago, and they've dropped down to I think they're third now. So they are struggling with home form, which means they need to fire. And because they're at home, I'm going to say Bordeaux by 7 to 10 points, Patrick. Yeah.
And then the second Saturday game, quarterfinal number 3, we've got Northampton at home against Castres. And this is, I think, one of the closer ones in terms of seedings.
Yes, exactly. Exactly right. So, you know, you're sitting there third playing six. But I think Northampton Saints showed enough in the round of 16 to show that, you know, they are worthy champions of the Gallagher Premiership, and that they seem to be kind of firing back up again, because at one stage they were looking like they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't qualify for the playoffs in the league that they were defending champions of. But I'm going to go with Northampton here. And, you know, they've got Finn Smith and Alex Mitchell as their halfbacks now, so settled. You know, they've got basically an England backline, Tommy Freeman having a great season. So I'm saying Northampton Saints by 14 points, two scores.
And then our final game of the week in the French derby, probably one to keep your eye out for, Toulon against Toulouse at Toulon.
Spring. So what a game. I mean, this is the game of the weekend, no question. How do you call this? You know, Toulouse with all their firepower. Again, they are the defending champions of the Investec Champions Cup. They won it last year, and are so good, even though their petit general, Antoine Dupont, is still missing. They're just full of such power and French flair and French internationals and French everything. But it is an away game for them. And Toulon looked really good last weekend, you know, as we saw. We all thought that game was going to be close, and they were comfortable winners. So I don't know here, man. It's going to be between 1 and 3 points, but I have a suspicion, Patrick, that it might just be Stade Toulonnais that's going to pull it off against their visitors from Toulouse. So let's say Toulon by 3. What a game, though. What a game to look forward to, man.
As we continue through, the games are just going to get harder and harder and harder to predict. So,
absolutely.
I mean, it's just getting more exciting every weekend.
We're right at the sharp end. It's the best clubs in Europe, and all three leagues are kind of heading towards the business end of those leagues, respectively, culminating in you know, in the Investec Champions Cup. And it's just a special time now for rugby in Europe. It's also getting cooler. They're coming into their spring, so we're not seeing snow and driving rain blowing horizontally across the pitches, so they can chuck the ball around a little bit more, and spring is in the air. So I think there's a general heightened sense of enjoyment and awareness. So yeah, just a great weekend of rugby coming up, man. And we're going to be off in a little over 2.5 hours in Dublin. So get your beer and your biltong ready in BizNews Tribe. We're set.
Absolutely, yeah. Rory Staines, our BizNews Rugby Insider, and I'm Patrick Kidd from BizNews.com.